Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Emotional Abuse from Toxic Parents: Teen's Guide to Help Them Overcome Toxic and Emotional Abusive Behavior from Parents by Leopards Publication is a self-help guide written for teenagers who feel harmed or controlled by a parent or caregiver, positioned as an accessible, practical resource. It focuses on emotional abuse and the common patterns that appear in toxic family dynamics, such as unpredictability, invalidation, insults, denial of a child's reality, and pressure to take on adult responsibilities too early. The book frames these experiences as real and consequential, linking them to persistent feelings like rage, loneliness, betrayal, and abandonment. Its purpose is not simply to label parents as toxic, but to help teens recognize harmful behavior, understand how manipulation and control can operate inside a family, and learn tools that support emotional safety. A key promise of the guide is empowerment. It aims to help readers develop boundaries, protect emotional independence, and begin moving toward a healthier, more self-directed life, even when contact with parents cannot be immediately changed. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Recognizing emotional abuse in everyday parenting behavior. A central contribution of the book is helping teens name what is happening to them, especially when the harm is not physical and may be dismissed as normal discipline or family conflict. It highlights emotionally abusive dynamics, such as constant criticism, insults about feelings, and repeated invalidation that makes a teen doubt their perceptions. It also addresses the experience of a parent denying the teen's reality, undermining their freedom of thought, or rewriting events so the teen feels confused and at fault. This is particularly important for teenagers because emotional abuse can be intermittent and paired with moments of warmth, making it harder to identify. The book also points to the whiplash of contradictory or unpredictable parenting, where rules and expectations shift without warning, and the teen is punished for failing to read the parent's mood. By organizing these patterns into recognizable behaviors, the guide validates the reader's emotional reactions and reduces self-blame. The overall message is that a teen does not need to prove abuse in dramatic terms to take their own distress seriously. Recognizing patterns is presented as the first step towards safety, clarity, and later boundary setting. Secondly, understanding the emotional impact and why it lingers. The book emphasizes that toxic parenting can leave long-lasting emotional injuries even after a conflict ends or a teen leaves a room. It describes common emotional outcomes such as rage, loneliness, betrayal, and abandonment, and connects these feelings to an environment where emotional needs go unmet and the teen feels unheard. It also addresses the burden that comes from trying to compensate for a parent's behavior, such as a teen taking on adult responsibilities too early or becoming responsible for keeping peace in the household. This focus helps readers see their coping strategies as understandable responses to chronic stress rather than personal flaws. The guide reinforces that emotional abuse can shape self-esteem and independence, particularly when a parent consistently undermines the teen's feelings or autonomy. By making the impact explicit, the book gives teens permission to treat recovery as real work rather than something they should quickly get over. This topic also supports the book's practical angle when teens can identify how a dynamic affects their mood, choices, and relationships. They are better positioned to choose protective steps that reduce harm over time. Thirdly, breaking cycles of manipulation, control, and dependence. Another important theme is the way toxic parents may attempt to maintain control through emotional pressure and persistent interference with a teen's independence. The book describes dynamics where a parent undermines emotional independence, dismisses feelings, or discourages independent thinking, which can keep a teen feeling trapped or unsure of their own judgment. Rather than presenting a single dramatic solution, it frames freedom as a process of breaking painful associations and reducing the influence of abusive patterns. This includes learning to recognize manipulation tactics, noticing triggers that pull the teen into old roles, and practicing responses that do not reward controlling behavior. The book also acknowledges that parents can be snobby, unpredictable, and contradictory, which can tempt teens into constant appeasement in hopes of avoiding conflict. By naming this instability, the guide encourages teens to stop treating the parent's changing mood as something the teen must manage perfectly. The overall aim is to help readers move from reacting to toxic behavior toward acting with intention, focusing on what the teen can control their responses, their support system, and the steps they take to protect their mental space. Fourthly, boundary setting as emotional self-protection for teens. The book places boundary setting at the center of healing, presenting it as a practical tool for teens who cannot simply leave home or cut contact. It positions boundaries as careful limits that protect emotional well-being, rather than as punishment or disrespect. This is especially relevant for teens who have been conditioned to ignore their own needs or to accept disrespect as normal. the guide focuses on learning when a conversation is unsafe, how to limit exposure to verbal attacks, and how to maintain a sense of self when a parent tries to deny reality or insult feelings. It also suggests that boundaries can be internal as well as external, such as deciding not to accept certain labels or refusing to argue about personal experiences. By framing boundaries as skills, the book reduces shame around needing distance and gives teens language to think clearly about their options. Importantly, the emphasis is on realistic practice. Boundaries may not immediately change a parent's behavior, but they can change the teen's experience by reducing engagement in destructive cycles. This makes boundary setting a core strategy for reclaiming emotional independence over time. Lastly, starting recovery and building a life beyond toxic family dynamics, the book is oriented toward forward movement, repeatedly emphasizing that recovery is possible and that teens can carry on with life using practical tactics and tools. It encourages readers to see healing as reclaiming happiness and fulfillment rather than merely surviving day to day. This includes learning to trust personal perceptions after long periods of being dismissed and building resilience in the face of ongoing stress. The guide also frames the process as preparation to free one's life from abusive control, which may mean different things depending on a teen's circumstances. From creating emotional distance to planning future independence, the emphasis on tools and tactics signals a hands-on approach. The book aims to translate insight into action, so readers can shift from confusion to clarity and from fear to steadier decision-making. While it does not present itself as a replacement for professional support, its practical tone can help teens take first steps, especially those who have felt alone in their experience, by focusing on empowerment and emotional independence. The book positions healing as both an internal process and a set of daily choices that gradually reduce the power of toxic patterns. In conclusion, this guide is best suited for teenagers who feel repeatedly hurt, controlled, or emotionally unsafe with a parent or caregiver and want language, structure, and practical steps to cope. It can also help young adults who still carry the after effects of being dismissed, criticized, or pushed into adult responsibilities too early. Because the book centers the lingering emotions that often follow toxic parenting, including anger, loneliness, betrayal, and abandonment, readers can benefit from its clear focus on recognizing emotionally abusive patterns, understanding how manipulation and unpredictability keep people stuck, and using boundary setting as a realistic form of self-protection. The practical value is in moving from vague discomfort to identifiable behaviors and workable responses, which can reduce self-blame and increase emotional stability. Compared with broader books about difficult families, this one stands out primarily for its teen-centered angle and its emphasis on emotional independence, while contact with parents may still be unavoidable. It aims to be direct and accessible rather than clinical, offering a starting point for building resilience and planning a healthier future. For readers whose situation is severe or escalating, the book can still serve as a clarifying resource, while reminding them that additional trusted support may be necessary. If you would like to support Leopard's publication, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.